You will have much to suffer, but the grace of God will be your comfort. Our Lady of Fatima.
Welcome to the Dude Catholic Podcast. I'm your co-host Adrian here with Ramon. Now, most people think that Rome was not built in one day, but indeed, it took you only one day, right?
Three quarters of a day, but who's counting?
Who's counting? I mean, it's not nothing.
It's not nothing.
Today, we finish a series titled, with an episode titled
Endure.
Our scripture today comes from
the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 41. Watch and pray that you may not undergo the test. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Delicious.
Delicious indeed. So today we are here at Chateau Le Garcia. And we're smoking a couple of cigars. We're not going to give a cigar review or anything, but it's just fun to mention that. We are on the outside, so you may hear a little bit of what they call in the industry, nat sound, natural sound. Enjoy it, as we're enjoying this Arturo Fuente and that Ashton that you're smoking right now.
Yep.
Mm. And so, speaking about endurance, I just got to share this because I'm sore right now. All over the place. Not all over the place, but all over the place, you know? And it's a good thing, because that means that I've done something of worth, you know, that I've earned some pain in my life. And it's just so beautiful that you chose that scripture, that we're recording this podcast, when we're recording this podcast, that we called each other out on the last podcast, and that I'm suffering the consequences of taking on that challenge. And I'm loving it, but I'm also not liking it, because, you know, who likes pain? Mm. And so the title, once again, is Endure. And that's the thing. So what I wanted to share was that I redid the backyard at my place. And we didn't have any grass in the back. We had a bunch of rocks, you know, gravel. And day one, I took out the gravel. Day two, I smoothed out the dirt. Day three, I planted grass. And when I say day one, day two, day three, I spent the whole entire day doing that with breaks here and there. But according to my watch, I closed my workout circle many a times per day. And day one, I thought was the hardest thing, you know, because I was shoveling stuff. And I had the kids helping me out, and then sometimes it just felt like they were kind of in the way, but I had to do it, you know. So it got done, and I thought it was the hardest thing that I was gonna have to do. Then day two came along, I started kind of hoeing the dirt around, and it turns out I had to use a pick, so it became the hardest thing I had to do for that little project. And so I kept it up all day, and all day I was hitting it. And then before they closed out the hardware store, I had to go get the grass. And so that was a trip of 50 rolls of grass. And so it's a big story, you know, it's a long story. To make it shorter, I bust my butt, you know. And at the end of the day, my body was shaking because I was working so much, you know, at least for my standards. You know, I don't know how hardcore you guys are, but at least for my standards, that was working pretty hard. And it hurt. And like I said, my body was shaking because of how tired I was. Because I'm, like I mentioned in the past, you know, I'm a fat boy. And I'm not, my life of luxury in the first world is different than others. It is, dude. Like, I went to school for a reason. I didn't want to join in the family business. But now, I went out of my comfort zone. I didn't just bust my butt. I endured. You know, and I'm not here just to brag about it. I'm here to tell you, I am sore as heck. Owie. But at the same time, It's good.
We're recording this on Memorial Day, so I feel obligated to bring that to light, because yes. I have this tradition of watching one of my favorite movies ever. It's called Flags of Our Fathers, and if you haven't seen it, do yourself a favor and watch it. Especially if you like the war movies, it's so sad, but it's so awesome.
Well made.
And kind of sad too, but yeah, it's about the Battle of Iwo Jima, and it's not going to be a movie review. I'm just telling you, that's just an awesome movie. But what I am going to talk about is, I believe I spoke about this in the podcast sometime last year. It was about the book a book I read about World War II as well, and it was about the Battle of Okinawa. And this young man, the book is called "With the Old Breed," and
I remember you talking about that. That was good.
Eugene Sledge wrote the book, and this is a young boy from Alabama, from Mobile, Alabama, and he wanted to join the service because he wanted to serve his country. He had a heart condition, which kept him from serving for a while, and then finally it got better, and then he was able to join. So he got to fight in two of the last three big battles that the Marine Corps fought in the Pacific. He fought on the island in Peleliu, and then it was Iwo Jima, but he didn't fight there. And then he fought in Okinawa, which was the last big battle that of World War II. Because right after that, they dropped the bombs. All that to say this, he endured a lot of stuff, not just in, leading up to him joining the service, but while fighting. It was pretty brutal fighting in Peleliu. They lost a lot of Marines there, not only because of the enemy, but because of dehydration. The sun was punishing, and there was no water. Straight up, just no water. And in Okinawa, the battle was pretty bloody, and that's when the Japanese were telling the Okinawans to never surrender, because then they were going to be tortured by the Americans, which was not true. There's a scene in the book where they hear a baby crying, and so they kind of go check it out, and then they clear the house, and then the baby is being held by his dead mom, and the baby's all covered in blood and stuff. So they finish clearing the house, and then they pick up the baby, and then they take the baby out to get cleaned and give him medical attention. And then there's this old Japanese woman in there. She's practically dying. And they don't understand each other. There's this language barrier, obviously. And then she gently grabs Eugene's rifle and points it at her head. And pretty much telling him, kill me. This hurts too much. And it's crazy because in the book he talks about how much he hates the Japanese because of what they're doing. But it's different this time because he's not dealing with a soldier. He's dealing with an actual human being, with a normal person. So he pulls his rifle away. And then he doesn't really put it away, but he moves it. And then he embraces this woman. He puts her head on his chest and he just starts caressing her. And then she dies in his arms. And then he comes out of the house, like he had a moment with that woman. And he comes out of the house and is like, all right, everything all right? He's like, yeah, we're good. As if nothing happened. And St. Francis de Sales said that nothing is so strong as gentleness. Nothing so gentle as real strength. This is the stuff that we have to endure in our daily lives it serves as purification of our hearts, of our minds, if we allow it to. We always talk about God inviting us to partake in the redeeming of the world, and we're so blind sometimes that we don't see those opportunities to get strong, And I just love that quote by St. Francis de Sales. Nothing is so strong as gentleness. Nothing so gentle as strength. Because it puts that suffering into perspective. Because yes, we need to be strong. And yes, we need to be gentle. Those two go hand in hand.
Yeah, you can't have one without the other. It's a must because, man, that quote blew this one out of the water. But I think it really ties in everything together when we bring in a little quote by Charles Dickens. The men who learn endurance are they who call the whole world brother. Let me say that again. The men who learn endurance are they who call the whole world brother. It's by Charles Dickens. The reason why I think it ties everything in together is because that soldier's experience, it went from that one thing that's necessary for soldiers to do what they do. You know, they have to realize that the others are acting like savages. You know, and you probably hear this a lot in like Pocahontas or whatever, you know, that they call the enemy the savage. Because if they see them as human beings, they can't really do what they are setting out to do, which is kill them. You know, because no one wants to do violence for the sake of violence. And those who do are insane. What we do need is people who see other people as human, so that they may have that opportunity to bring mercy and kindness and joy and comfort to those that are afflicted. You know, so when you're bringing up those sayings about gentleness and strength, you know, I think about the lessons that I try to teach my son. You know, that to be a man sometimes means that you have to, not sometimes, it means that you have to embrace the fact that there is violence in you. The fact that there is something wild about who you are. But to be a gentleman means that you can temper that and that you can have the patience and the endurance to do something that brings value into this world. And we can only do that if we practice this thing, this virtue that we call endurance. Not that we just take in bad stuff, but that we resist the urge to do something evil as a result thereof. I don't know if it's clear enough. I don't know if I would understand it if I were speaking to myself. You know, it may be a little bit too much to chew on if I'm going back and listening to the podcast. But when we put everything in perspective, you know, like, do we even? You know, why is that even a thing? You know, like, do you even live? It's because someone's challenging someone as, I don't know, something about their strength. You know, are you even strong? Like, do you even lift? Are you even the kind of person that can lift? You know, it's not so much about that. It's more about, can you hang? You know, are you watching? Are you paying attention? Are you using your strength? And then can you keep it up? You know, so those three components of this whole series, you know, have to do everything with life, with the way we approach things. That's one of the reasons why we talk about this so much, is because it's not just about us. It's about passing that example on to the next generation. Because we're not going to be here forever. What we do want is those lessons that they may be passed on to the next generation so that they may benefit from it, so that others may benefit from what they're benefiting from. And so if we leave everything as it is, you know, with us, then our lives are pointless. But if we endure until the end, we're not just enduring for our sake or the sake of the world around us, but we're doing this for the sake of those who are coming up and for the sake of those lives that they're going to be affecting.
Yeah, Our Lady of Fatima said, "You will have much to suffer, but the grace of God will be your comfort." And the older I get and the more stuff that I live through, the more I'm starting to realize that, just how true and how powerful those words are. And if you put yourself in God's hands, you're in good hands, you know, more than Allstate, the insurance company.
Are you in good hands?
Because God abandons nobody. I honestly don't have much to say after that. It'd be just very repetitive. Mm-hmm. You know, bringing back that story of Eugene Sledge in the Pacific Theater of World War II. But he had to endure a lot of stuff because he really talks about hatred towards the Japanese soldiers. and he thought it was against all Japanese. But once he saw the population of Okinawa, now there was funny things that happened there. He talks about those too in the book. He was like, hey, these are normal people. Like, I don't hate these people. I hate the soldiers that are doing terrible things to these people here, their own kind. Mm-hmm. And they're doing terrible things to Americans, and they want to do terrible things to the world. And it's crazy because we should be looking at evil that way. Anything that distracts us from going home, going to heaven. And yeah, you're not home, but you're not alone. That seems to be the unofficial slogan of the Dude Catholic podcast.
Yeah.
Like from the first, from episode zero, we talked about that. You know, you're not alone. You're not home, but you're not alone.
Not only that, you know, and I feel like I need to get this off my chest, because we're always saying we're in this together, and now I'm sick of hearing it. I'm sick of hearing it because you hear it all over the place. And it's about the situation that we're in. And honestly, like, I think I've said this already. Like, I'm tired of not going to mass. I'm tired of everyone cowarding. And I'm tired of people not doing enough. You know, and saying it's okay. You know, in the name of whatever. In the name of fear, really, when you think about it. I know we're not a political podcast. And it's not going to become that right now. I'm just saying, you know, just as a human. As a practicing Catholic. I'm getting kind of tired of going to mass online.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're incarnational, and we need to get after it, and we need to demand certain things of our leaders. Especially when it's unscientific to keep doing what we're doing. You know, when it goes against everything that we've learned, everything that we know. All right. Rant over. The main point is that
remember to wear your mask and practice social distancing.
6 feet apart. Okay. So with that said, pray for us.
And we'll pray for you.
Ferrum.
Ferrum.
Aquitur.